It is August 1st as I sit down to record this edition of On the Road, and I'm Goose Nisley. Normally, don't mention the date of a recording because we want to make it certain that you can continue listening to this program and not feel like it's dated. I mention it today because August 1st, 2014, when I thought about it yesterday, I thought, my word, I can't believe it's August already. Perhaps you've had similar opinions and inclinations about oncoming August. As I sat down today to do a newscast earlier today on Faith Radio, I remembered that August 1st, because of the story I saw, is also 7 years from August 1st, 2007. And on August 1st, 2007, the Minnesota Twins played the Kansas City Royals in the Metrodome. The 2007 season was not particularly memorable for the Twins in a positive way on the field. It was a team 1 year removed from a lot of success in 2006 and a team that made it to the playoffs and boasted some great players like Johan Santana and Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. And honestly, as I say these things, this story is not about baseball because August 1st, 2007, though not being particularly important on the field for the Minnesota Twins, was very important because of what happened at 6:05 p.m. And at 6:05 p.m., the Interstate 35W bridge in Minneapolis-St. Paul began to collapse, and it shockingly fell from its moorings there across the Mississippi River. It fell, and 13 people lost their lives that night. Particularly memorable for the city of Minneapolis because of that loss and just the surprise of that loss to so many people. Nobody could see something like that coming. It was also particularly memorable for me, and the reason I mentioned the Twins was because I was an intern for KTIS Radio that summer, and because of that, I was able to go to the Twins games each evening when they were at home. And as I navigated my way from Roseville, Minnesota to downtown Minneapolis that night, I crossed the I-35W bridge. And normally I'm not someone who remembers numbers or remembers exact times, but perhaps because of the events of that evening, I remember crossing the bridge and looking up at my clock and seeing 6:03 p.m. And getting to my parking spot, not thinking anything of it being 6:03 p.m., just thinking about where to park and how to get to the stadium. As a Eastern Montana boy, the art of downtown parking and downtown navigation still to this day mystifies me. So I wasn't thinking too much about any long-term impact, just the moments ahead. And I arrived inside the Metrodome and made my way to the Metrodome press box that night of August 1st. And on the TV, there were TVs all over the press box. And on the TVs, they were all showing the same thing. And that was the first thing I noticed, because normally the TV screens inside the Metrodome press box were showing games and ESPN and Fox Sports and many different things. But they were all showing one thing. It was an image of a bridge that just looked like rubble. I mean, it looked like something from a war, I guess you could say. And I remember asking someone next to me, where's that bridge? Where's that bridge? And they said, that's the I-35W bridge. That's right next to the Metrodome. I mean, it was literally just blocks away from where the Metrodome was located there. And it was the artery that so many fans had used to get to the game coming from the northern and the eastern parts of the Metro. And as I realized, wow, this had happened at 6:05 p.m. I crossed the bridge at 6:03 p.m. And the public address announcer there in the, I believe it was the second inning of the game, announced that this had taken place and that the bridge had fallen and that they didn't know a tremendous amount, of course, at that point, which you don't in something like that. And I will never forget how quiet the Metrodome became. You'll remember that the Metrodome was not a quiet place, especially during a sporting event, one of the loudest venues in the major leagues, certainly, and during the football season, so loud. But just this powerful, ponderous, and almost silence. It was almost silent in the Metrodome, and there was over 24,000 fans at the game that night. And I'll never forget that moment as people tried to locate their loved ones, and once they knew would make their way home from work on that bridge or make their way to meet them at the game on that bridge. 6:05 p.m., the bridge fell. 6:03, I went over the bridge, and that day holds a special meaning because of that to me. And I think that what I was reminded about as I made my way home that night, using a different bridge in a completely different series of streets, traffic in the Twin Cities after that experience was quite remarkable for really about a year until they finished the replacement bridge, which was done so quickly. But I remember going back to where I was staying that evening on campus of Northwestern, of the artist then known as Northwestern College, and talking to my roommates and then just sitting and being quiet for a while and just thinking about God's purposes and God's plans and thinking about, you know, contrasting that with the fact that we live in a fallen world, which we know is the case. We know there will be pain. But I also was reminded that night, God has a plan, that God has a plan for each of us. And some of the folks, the plan that night ended with the loss of their lives. And that's a difficult thing to grapple with. That's a tough thing to grapple with. And perhaps equally tough is that my plan was to continue that night. And I should say, you know, there even amongst my group of friends that night, there were those with closer call stories than 2 minutes of missing the fall of the bridge. My roommate, his father fell with the bridge. And I had more extended friends, my group of friends that had someone they knew that lost their life. So it's, you know, even in a city of millions, it's a situation that touches each of us so very deeply. But I remember thinking of Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. And that night, that day, just reiterated my belief that God does have a plan in the midst of chaos, in the midst of loss. God is good. God sees the future. We only see the present. We only see the pain or the difficulty of whatever we're going through. But God knows all of it from beginning to end, from Alpha to Omega. And today, whatever you're going through, whatever the situation may be in your life, perhaps you had a connection to the story of August 1st, 2007. Know that God cares. God is with us today. He's with us in the future. And that is the lesson more than anything else that I take from August 1st. Thanks for going with me on the road today to the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul on this August 1st. Whatever the time or date may be, you can find the archives of our On the Road podcast when you visit myfaithradio.com. Under podcasts, just look for On the Road. Thanks so much. Till next time, God bless and a great day to you.